Dunes.
I already cracked it.
I can't get my...
Hurry up. It's cracking. It's not cracking. Stopping.
There you go.
You suck. You suck so much.
ASMR.
Okay.
Pour them up.
Beer certainly looks delicious.
The line is, sounds delicious.
Yeah, but this one looks delicious. They all sound the same. But they all don't look the same.
I wish my wine made a sound.
It does. It goes boom, but we already did that. We did that off camera. Okay, welcome everyone to another episode of Pewter Pints. My name is Jason. Again, I'm here with my brother Dave. And if you haven't noticed, this podcast got a whole lot prettier.
Yeah, I cut my hair.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about our new guest, Amy.
Hey,
Amy,
guys.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
Right? Right. You got a glass of wine in front of you.
Do.
You got beer.
Sure
everything's good. So, Amy, me and Dave know who you are, but the people at home don't. So, why don't you give them a little introduction on who you are and why you're here?
Yeah. So, I'm a sales manager for Beanie Kitchens, and I work with guys like you, our dealers, to make sure that we're supplying beautiful cabinetry and...
How did you even get into the role that you're in now?
Oh, gosh.
Like, because now you're...
Yeah, how'd you get in the construction industry? That's...
Okay, so I'm going to take you guys back. Give you a little history lesson on Amy. I was in my final year design school, and I went to an interior design show downtown, and I wanted to be inspired. I wanted to, student finishing up school, I wanted to get a job. So I went with my resume, I went with one of my good friends, and I was hoping to kind of meet someone that I loved right away. I clicked. Not only would be a great, I guess, career path, but also learn to have a great friendship with these people. And so anyway, I went to the show. I didn't find anyone that I really loved right away, but what I did find was that I fell in love with millwork. Like, I saw a lot of great things there that were inspiring to me. And being an interior design, I didn't realize that there were so many paths that you could go into for interior design.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just kitchens. It's not just build. You can do tiles. You can do anything. Anything. Countertops, full scope residential, things like that, right?
So,
anyway... falling in love with millwork was one thing, but I didn't have that connection right off the bat with someone that I wanted. So on my way out, I stopped and got a crepe because
they're delicious.
Because chocolate. Yeah. And there was a guy behind me who was a vendor at the show, and he was like, "Oh, hey, you're young and maybe you're interested in kitchens." And I was like, "As a matter of fact, I am interested in kitchens. I love millwork now." So I started as a junior there. I was there for about 2.5 years. And, I was looking for, I guess, bigger, better. I wanted to grow. And so this great opportunity opened up with Erpina. And that was 5 years ago.
Wow, yeah. 5 years ago, eh?
Yeah, 5 years ago.
And now you're the boss.
Yeah, right.
Don't tell Gino that.
Don't tell Gino that. No. I started off in just regular design. Like, I was doing... like projects at with builders, and I would do retail projects. So that's basically anyone coming off the street that wants a kitchen, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then that grew. I started to do more builders, and then I started to do dealers, and then I met guys like you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Don't you hate that you got to that point?
I love it. I'm super lucky. Very, very lucky.
Awesome.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah, I always wondered, honestly.
Yeah, to be honest, we don't think we ever really discussed that. I've known each other for a while, and
no, normally it's just
pump out a kitchen.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess today's premise is going to be we're going to talk about the importance of designing a kitchen in the beginning of the phase of your project, right?
Yeah. So I think we briefly touched on this with the last Pints episode, where we were talking about the benefits of design build and how, you know, the way that we're structured, we really incorporate everything at what I feel to be is the appropriate time. So when we're first planning out a project, right in the very beginning, we're designing the structural alterations. But while we're doing the structural alterations, we're also taking into account like some general idea of what we're going to be doing for kitchen, cabinetry, whatever, because it's just... I feel like it's such a critical part of the timeline.
Oh, yeah.
So many, you know, it's a part of the main line of scheduling, right? And there are so many other things that hinge off of that cabinetry delivery date that, you know, as a project manager, it's absolutely critical to stay on top of. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, with all the structural alterations that we're doing in a project, we have to be able to forecast what changes are coming, mm-hmm. how that's going to affect the cabinetry. And we kind of have to have that buffer in, because if we're going to move on a quick schedule, we have to have some sort of buffer built into our cabinet design in order mm-hmm. to be able to accommodate these changes.
Yeah.
And so that's why I feel like it's so important, and it's often overlooked. So I would just like to speak on that in this episode a little bit. And
yeah.
I think we just went through a hell of a, whatever it was, 7-8 month process.
Yeah, a season.
Yeah, with the Property Brothers, Scott, mm-hmm. Scott Brothers Entertainment. Shout out.
I'm sorry, but I need to stop you.
We didn't talk about your beer.
We didn't talk about the
or
beer.
My wine,
or her wine. You just started going
sorry,
off
guys,
like a madman.
Got distracted.
Sorry, Dave has ADD, guys. I'm just kidding.
I was in the zone.
I'm the bro with ADD. The beer of today is Peroni. And this is one of my favorite beers. It's one of Gino's favorite beers. If you're just tuning in for the first time, Gino's our father, the founder and owner and president of Pewter. Great beer. It's delicious. It's Italian, just like Gino. And it's...
So what is it? It's a European lager.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's, what, 5.1%? It's exceptionally pale.
Crisp.
As far as beers go. Pretty smooth. Kind of skunky, to be honest with you.
Oh, for a lager, yeah, definitely.
But we just had sushi for lunch, and...
It pairs nicely with it.
Follows up really well.
Speaking of pairs nicely, I have wine.
Yeah, I noticed you don't like beer.
I'm not into beer. I can't do it.
The podcast is called Pewter Pints.
I don't like sushi. I don't like beer.
You
like wine. I like pasta.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's
it. I'll second that.
Yeah. We eat a lot of pasta where we come from.
I've got a Spanish wine for you guys today.
Spanish wine? Like Spanish or Chilean
like from
Spanish?
Rioja. Pronunciation is not right. I guarantee it. I'm
better
sorry.
Than I would do. I'll tell
I'm
you that.
I'm sorry.
What is the wine you're drinking? What's it called?
Okay, let's get a nice name for you. Conde Valdemar. 2010.
Conde du Valdemar.
It's a vintage, and it's definitely best bang for your buck. It's like it's a $30 wine. It's a 2010. Like if you're in France, if you're buying a French wine or an Italian wine, these are like $60 bottles.
Yeah.
So best bang for your buck. It's incredible. It's I think it's got 93 points.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty
when you
solid.
Finish your beer, you can have some grown-up wine, okay?
Some grown-up wine. Jeez.
Thank
Listen
you.
To this girl. Comes into our office on our podcast.
Talking smack.
Small but mighty.
Yeah, right? All right. Well, okay, good. Well, it looks delicious. I'm excited to try that for sure. Okay.
Good.
Should we get back on track,
yeah,
I guess?
Yeah, back on track.
Dave, you're blubbering on about
stunt
kitchens,
mm-hmm.
stunt Amy, Scott Brothers Entertainment, drop
chickens,
like the
kitchens.
First step right away, what we're going to do.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
So, okay. So now that we're done our booze reviews, Amy, where do you think is the best place to start when designing a kitchen? Like when your clients come mm-hmm. to you, or a client comes to you and as a designer, and you say, okay, you want to design a kitchen, the first mm-hmm. thing you got to do is
blank. So first I always start off with I guess a wish list talk. So let's talk about your space. What does your space look like existing? What are you hoping for? What is do you use the kitchen? A lot of people don't even cook in their kitchen, so mm-hmm. I think that's it's important to kind of hammer out all of the functions that are actually going to go on in this kitchen. Right away, I talk about appliances. Appliances are so crucial.
I know.
Right
it's my
away.
Biggest pet peeve.
Oh,
like,
you and
sometimes
me both
we get brought in late, or like people are just shopping around for a contractor, and it's like, yeah, I'm working with a designer. And
yeah.
Okay,
give
so.
Give me a plan. And
yeah.
Yeah, like, okay, weeks. Well, like, what appliance specs do you have? Oh, we haven't looked at appliances yet.
Yeah.
It's like you have a kitchen design. But you
with
don't
no
have appliances yet.
Oh, that sounds like a dream.
Yeah, so you fall in love with a 6-burner range, and it's on sale, and this is the one for you. Like, this is the value. This
That's
is the one, right? But you've designed your kitchen for a 30-inch stove, and it's like, well, now you can't do that. So you've just shot yourself in the foot before
Start
you even got started.
One, right away.
Yeah. So
yeah, right
that's my biggest pet peeve. I just don't know why people...
They're so important right away. Like, you start talking about, you know, what you're looking for in this kitchen, and you know the space that you have to work with. Some kitchens are so big and people are putting 30-inch appliances in. Well, your space calls for something much bigger, a 48-inch. Anyway, yeah, it's important to hammer these things out right from the beginning. And that's something that we do at Arpina. Like, we work with you guys right from the beginning to make sure that you're making sense of your space and everything flows properly. The function is there. Your work triangle is there.
Like, especially with Arpina, everything's custom, right? So totally you can customize to the very little bit. But appliances are not custom, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, I guess, why it's important to choose your appliances first, right?
Yeah.
Because those don't vary. They do vary in sizes, but you have to make sure you get what you want first. And
well, look at that fridge.
Exactly.
This is a fridge?
Yeah.
This whole time, I had no
idea.
Just
give it a little knock.
I need a new beer.
Oh, it just opened. Wow, look at that.
Look at that.
That's Mila for you. Yeah.
I'm going to take a beer.
I mean, a lot of people...
Grab a beer.
A lot of people... feel like appliances are standard, and that's exactly why they don't pay so much attention to it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, yes, they're standard sizes, but the clearances for us, you know, we're engineering these cabinets to make sure that, for example, your range to your hood is a proper clearance and it meets code and all things like that. So it's so important that we have these appliances specified from the beginning.
Yeah.
Just to ensure, you know, a seamless design process right from the get-go.
Yeah. And I think our process is tested under the most rigorous circumstances
right
imaginable, right?
Yeah. TV.
Oh yeah, and they look great on TV though. They look fantastic, better in real life, but yeah,
they do. But so that entire project, like, we have generally six 7 weeks to do those projects.
I mean, by the time that we get, like, 6-7 weeks sounds beautiful for me. We get like 4 weeks, Dave.
Yeah, but we start. So we'll start the process.
Yeah,
you know, 3 months to wrap date, right? Yeah. Where we have to be construction out.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting four months ahead of time, and how hard did we try to get these things in on order?
I know we had.
It was impossible. We did 6 episodes in this last batch, and. Yeah. Every single one of them, we were actually getting the cabinetry order in like 4 weeks.
Yeah.
To the drop dead delivery date.
For the record, that is not normal.
No, not even close to normal.
Okay, well, what is normal?
A loaded question, just because it depends on the material. A melamine kitchen, for example, versus a custom painted antiqued kitchen that is high gloss, the time frame varies. So melamine could be anywhere from, like, you know, 6 weeks to as long as 14 weeks. And then we were turning around Property Bros painted kitchen for the most part with a mixture of melamine, and we did those fast. Like, that was like a 4 week turnaround.
But that's just one coat of paint going on those drawers, right? No.
Oh my God. We load those up. Arpina's super, super high quality. We're doing like sometimes 6, 7, 8 coats of paint depending on what it is.
Oh, holy shit.
Between primer. Yeah. No.
6, 7 coats of paint. That's
absolutely insane. In total, like with your primer considered and your paint, your top coat and your lacquer.
Shows what I know.
Guys, look at the cabinets. They're beautiful.
I thought that's how they were coming out so quick, but okay. Yeah. It makes sense. You don't get that finish. Okay.
Of course.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's what's great. I mean, we were giving these people super kitchens quickly, but high quality. Yeah,
we had all hands on deck. The entire company was very involved.
We very much appreciate it.
SBE like did a lot too.
Yeah.
The clients were super happy.
Yeah.
We actually even had some clients come back and request some extra niceties added in, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was amazing.
But so I think there are some good lessons in the process there.
For sure.
Right? Obviously you want to incorporate kitchen design early. Maybe we can give some examples to people, you know, what we did in particular to make sure that we were ahead of the curve and that when the kitchen did show up, it went in because there was no time for.
Yeah. And it was perfect. Yes. No, actually we went back and forth a lot of times. I can't remember which episode this was, but, where your ceiling height dropped.
Yeah.
We had to do a little bit of a quick fix last bit, but we did it. And we turn it around. That's the importance of having this relationship, right? Where we're the manufacturer making sure that everything's going in perfectly, and you guys are the guys on site.
Yeah.
Make sure that the measurements match and my cabinets fit beautifully, seamlessly.
Yeah. And so the thing is, we knew we were doing a beam or a beam setup. Mm-hmm. We had no idea what was even going to be.
What was going to be spec'd.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because your floor cavity is your floor cavity, right? Mm-hmm. We tear a ceiling down. We're supposed to put a beam in there.
Try to make a flush mount.
Right? Like we're tearing apart an older house. Typically, mm-hmm. it's a 7 1/4 inch cavity. And engineer says you need an 8 inch beam. Well, that's sticking out 3/4 inch mm-hmm. coming down.
Or if your house is built in 1910
and has had an addition done by the past owner who completely
botched
it and left us a bit of a nightmare to deal with.
Mess to clean up.
Yeah.
We had to come down. How many times did we strap that ceiling down?
Three times in one section. That's the thing. Mm. One section was three and a half inches. The other section was only 2 inches.
So that was across the entire kitchen area. Yeah. So we tried to level the ceiling out using strapping. But the point is, if we didn't have enough space, if we didn't have a 6 inch gap mm-hmm. above the top of the cabinets
yeah.
and had accommodated with a flat
fascia,
mm-hmm. we would have been dead.
We would have been, yeah. Right away.
Right. So these little things you have to project forward. You have to mm-hmm. look at what alterations you're planning on doing and what is the variability involved in those alterations. And then make sure that your kitchen is going to accommodate some sort of, mm-hmm. you know, some sort of mess up, some sort yeah. of not mess up, but that alteration.
Yeah. Like when we're manufacturing these cabinets, we always account for fillers too. So say your walls in this 1910 house are not perfectly square. Mm-hmm. The fillers are going to allow for a bit of play in the wall so that you don't actually see it in the cabinets. You're not going to see anything, you know.
Yeah. Or you tear the wall apart.
Or you strip the wall out.
And, oh no, there's no framing there. So we have to strap out mm-hmm. the wall with a full mm-hmm. 2x4 wall so we can run our plumbing and our electrical through it. And what do we end up with?
Right.
Like you have to absorb that 4 1/2 inches somewhere. And if you don't have that built into your fillers mm-hmm. and I mean, I guess we're talking under a very, very strict timeline.
Right.
Where there is.
Of course. This is totally property bros.
Yeah.
Scenario here.
But whatever. I mean, doing a property brothers episode is totally different. When you're doing a custom job, you got time. And mm-hmm. I think that's why we wanted to have you on here is to discuss how important planning is. And we discussed this in a previous podcast about, you know, the reason why you would want to choose a design build firm is because mm-hmm. planning is number one. When you have the planning in-house, it just makes everything kind of roll out a lot easier, right? The streamlining Absolutely. Of all the operations is a lot smoother. So,
well, look at it this way. You have all the time in the world, realistically. But if you're not spending the time and devoting the time to the planning and taking all these things into account at the same time, what are you going to end up with? When your kitchen shows up mm-hmm. and it doesn't fit because then you what? Had that yeah. happen and you had all the time to deal with it in the world... Now you're pissed. You thought that you were doing everything properly and, you know, there's somebody dropped the ball somewhere yeah. along the line. So often it's not one individual company. When you keep mm-hmm. everybody separate and they're not talking and they're not
exactly.
they're not working with each other. Yeah.
It's a marriage we have.
Yeah. yeah. And that's the thing about a design build firm is it has mm-hmm. that communication inherently built into the design of it.
Exactly.
And that's the thing too. I mean, we got to remember these kitchens that we're installing. They're not cheap. They're not inexpensive. Okay. There are inexpensive kitchens. But an inexpensive cabinetry setup is still as much as a freaking car. Mm. Yeah. So imagine that thing showing up and this car valued size kitchen isn't going to work in the space you thought mm-hmm. it was going to. You would lose your flipping mind.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
So, which actually I kind of want to segue. I want to use that as a segue into something. It's something I want to talk about. I've had many discussions with many people and, you know, I told this one guy golfing like, oh yeah, you know, I installed a kitchen that was, you know, the guy spent $80,000 on his cabinets alone. And buddy, you know, I was like, 80,000? Well, crap, man, I got mine done for 25. And I was like, well, your kitchen doesn't have walnut dovetail drawers, bro. Like, so what I wanted to actually talk about with you, Amy, was what is the difference between a $25,000 kitchen and a $75,000 kitchen?
I guess a lot of that, like, it depends on what's going in the kitchen. So, like you mentioned, the dovetail drawer boxes, or say accessories like the blind corner magic pullout versus maybe no pullout, just dead space in the corner. Maybe you're thinking about the pullouts that come out. Maybe you're talking about the hardware that's involved in it, the hinges, the how high you're going up. Is it all the way to the ceiling? Is there crumb molding? Is there a fascia? Is there a light balance? Do you have lighting?
Nice baseboard.
Do you have a beautiful furniture toe kick? Do you just have a recessed toe kick? There's all kinds of things that affect the price of the kitchen. But to say you can have the exact same space, you can have the exact same layout, more or less, in terms of cabinetry, and it can still be $20,000 or $60,000 or $80,000. It's all in what you're putting into the kitchen and what the finish of the cabinetry is.
And on top of that, the more pieces you add,
exactly,
the more the installer has to do, and installers charge per piece.
Right.
So
there's all kinds of things that, that play into the actual cost of what a kitchen is. But I guess that's why we're here, because we deal a lot of the time, almost every single time, with a budget. So I have X amount of dollars to spend with this kitchen, and this is my beautiful wish list, and here are my appliances, and here's everything that's laid out. Give me my dream.
Yeah, how do we maximize
it? How do we maximize it? Exactly.
That's great. So obviously there's lots of things that go into a kitchen that are tangible, you know, your cool drawers and all your cool accessories and stuff like that. But what about the intangibles? What about the stuff that you don't necessarily see or know about? Right. What separates Urpinia and how we operate from the rest of the crowd?
Absolutely. So I guess, so once your kitchen is complete, your design is complete, and your kitchen designer is ready to submit the order into production, it's not just going straight to the factory. Urpinia, we are very blessed to have all kinds of departments. So your kitchen is actually being touched by 100 different hands.
You know what? That's such a good point, because there's a cost difference between what we provide and what some other people provide. You know, you get two guys in a warehouse with a CNC machine and, you know, some table saws, and
it's not the
they
same.
Can make a good product. I'm not going to argue. Like, get those fine craftsmen, they can make a hell of a product
for sure.
But there's a difference between dealing with a heavyweight giant company with layers and layers.
Urpinia has been in business for years, since 1960.
Yeah,
yeah, we have a factory.
Refined.
Exactly. Very skilled craftsmen in-house, very intelligent engineers. We've got a great design staff. We've got all of our resources kind of laid out right there in front of us. So it's,
I gotta say, like, for us, like, we've installed tons of kitchens. We've worked with tons of different companies over the years. And, you know, like I've said in past podcasts, like, we fell into this. We didn't go looking to have this relationship.
Right.
It just happened.
Fell on your lap.
Yeah. And I feel like it's because there's a true difference between your level of service versus other companies, right? We would have cabinets show up and, well, this cabinet, you know, it didn't make it on delivery date, and or there's the carcass, but there's no doors on it, and you'll have to wait 4 more weeks for them.
Yeah,
or whatever. Like, you guys have never done a delivery without all the cabinets,
that's
without
amazing.
Everything there, right? Like, we've always been able to execute. And I honestly, like, I think the quality control, everything is there.
Yep.
I can't honestly say we've opened up a package and had it messed up from you guys. Like, it's always all been there.
Yeah.
And all together. And, like, that is, that's really a testament to the company and the structure and everything. It's just, you guys have truly been a pleasure to work with. So.
Amazing. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure for us as well. Everyone has their heart in every single piece. Every single department has their own pride that they're putting into your cabinets that are going on site.
Yeah, and it's apparent, honestly. Okay, so is there anything else we want to touch on before we wrap this up?
Amy, you got anything else you want to say?
No, I think I feel like we covered everything. It's important to know that there will always be hiccups on site. There's never a beautiful, seamless. You come in, your appliances are done. Your finishes are selected. It's the easiest thing ever. That doesn't happen often, almost ever. So it's important to know that hiccups happen, but it's how you handle these hiccups. It's how you turn these problems into solutions that's going to set you apart from the next person.
I feel bad for the type A's that really dive into these situations.
I'm so type A.
Yeah, but it's okay to be on our end and be type A. But like to be the client, and like, because there's so many different variables, so many things to take into consideration. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
We deal with it. But if you're like a type A client and it's like, oh my God, I have no control over the situation, and they start losing their mind, and it's just like, just calm down. It's fine. We'll deal with it. We're okay.
This is going to be beautiful.
Well, we've had our type A clients, and they're always a joy to work with, for sure.
You know what? But they're also the coolest, too.
They are. Definitely. 100%. And I feel like those are the clients that respect your craft more than the rest of the clients out there.
Absolutely.
So shout out to the type A's, type B's, you're all right too. I don't know what a type C is, but whatever, you're cool too. I think this is a really good podcast. I think the listeners at home are going to get a lot from this. Obviously, the three of us, we could go on for hours and hours. There's so much to talk about. There's so many moving parts to a reno or a custom build.
Mm-hmm. But I would love to have you back for a half pint episode.
Beautiful. I love half bottles of wine. Half bottles of wine.
We'll just cork that and come back.
Exactly. We'll stash in the fridge for you. We got you.
Because I think I would love to break down actual cabinetry finishes. What's the difference between a lower end door and a higher end door?
For sure, guys, that's a one full episode.
Great.
There's so much to talk about there.
Okay, let's do it. We'll get some B-roll going, just like we're a professional.
I'm becoming a B-roll specialist.
Okay, we're not going to do that. We are not in the
I don't know where that came from, but whatever.
We are not in the sexy talk business.
Everybody. But. ASMR. Here we go.
Okay, well, cheers, everyone.
Cheers, guys.
Happy Friday.
Thanks for having me.
Amy, thanks for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers.
And for everyone at home, remember, like and subscribe to the YouTube page. We are Pewter at pewter.build across the board. Amy, what's her pinas?
We are Erpina Kitchens. At Erpina Kitchens.
So check them out too. Your mind's going to be blown at some of the stuff. You'll notice some of that stuff is on Property Brothers. So check it out.
Absolutely.
And have a good one, guys.
That's it, guys. Stay safe. Have a good Friday. Thanks for watching. Cheers.
Cheers.